The most consequential fact of Kyle Monongai's week is an absence from a list. When the Bears' cut day moves were reported Sunday, the reserve designations, Kyler Gordon staying on the physically unable to perform list, four players to injured reserve, did not include Monongai, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. SI Bear Digest's post-cuts depth chart, one outlet's read rather than an official team chart, lists him as the number two back behind DeAndre Swift, per Jerry Markarian. A team expecting a long absence had those mechanisms available Sunday and used none of them on him. That roster answer is the only kind the week produced. No beat report placed Monongai back at practice. The last dated word came Thursday, when Cole Noble at A to Z Sports noted him still sidelined. And no report says he stayed off the field either. The practice record is simply silent. The last medical detail on file predates this window. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported the injury as a hyperextended knee expected to cost multiple weeks, relayed by Pete Martuniak at SI Bear Digest on August 17th. Around the silence, the room consolidated to three. Salvon Ahmed was released after losing the third running back job to Roshan Johnson, per Alan Rubenstein at Yardbarker. Britton Brown went to injured reserve with a concussion, per Alper, and Roshan Johnson carried the finale, 15 carries, 52 yards, and a touchdown, against Titans backups with the starters out, per Lester A. Wiltfong Jr. at Windy City Gridiron. Last week we watched for a return to practice before cutdown, and for any refinement of Ben Johnson's week-to-week language. Neither arrived. Back in June, we argued Monongai's value was the path, a clear number two with nobody drafted behind him, and a path like that runs on availability, which the knee has now interrupted for more than 2 weeks. The roster kept the path open. The field will have to confirm it. We'll report back the moment the practice record does. Data via NFL Verse.